의라에서.
today's Amud is Yavamis Yud Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Amud Aleph, the second line from the top, Rav Ada Karchina Kamed Rav Kahana Omar. So just to chazer over where we're holding. The Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph taught us that there are 15 Arayas, let's say 15 Arayas of Shimon, that if one of these Arayas are married to Reuven, and Reuven dies without having any children, so being that the lady who falls to Yibam is an erva to Shimon, so they're pater from Yibam, and they even pater the tzara. 15 Arayas of Shimon, that if they're married to Reuven, so they're pater from Yibam, and they're also going to pater the tzara. Now, we're going to learn later, the very next Mishnah actually we're going to have is not until Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, but over there the Mishnah says that there are another 6 Arayos that are more chummer than all the 15 mentioned in the Mishnah. And what makes them more chummer is the fact that they're Arayos of Shimon, there's 6 more Arayos of Shimon, that they're so chummer that you'll never even have a case where they're married to Reuven, so they won't even ever have a case where they fall to Yibam. The 15 cases of our Mishnah, there are of Shimon, but they're all people who are possible, who are allowed to marry Reuven, and being that they're allowed to marry Reuven, it's possible that they'll find themselves in a situation of Yibam to Shimon. Now they'll be pater from Yibam, but it's possible for them to fall to Yibam to Shimon. The next Mishnah we're going to learn about 6 more Arayas, 6 more Arayas of Shimon, that they can never even marry Reuven. They're aser to Reuven, and Mamela, they'll never even find themselves in a situation of Yibam. The only person they can marry is Baruch. They can marry a stranger, and they're not going to pater the tzara in such a case. But they'll never be able to be married to Reuven. They'll always be aser to Reuven, and Mamela, they'll never find themselves in a matziv of Yibam. Now, one of those cases is Imai, is a person's mother. We'll get back to that Mishnah soon on this Amud. But one of those cases is Imai, is a person's mother. You have Reuven and Shimon who are brothers from the same father. They both share the same father, Yaakov. And Yaakov was married twice, let's say. And Yaakov, with his marriage to Rachel, is when he had Shimon. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Rachel is Shimon's mother. Rachel is Shimon's mother. In such a case, you'll never have a matziv of Yibam, because Reuven will always be aser to Rachel, because it's his father's wife, it's Eshes Aviv. Being that Reuven will always be aser to Eshes Aviv, to Rachel, in fact, the Kedusha won't even be taifes with Rachel, so therefore Rachel will never find herself in a matziv of Yibam to Shimon. A person's mother can never fault to him to Yibam. And there's 5 other cases that the Mishnah over there on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph discusses that they're aser to Reuven, and Mamela, they'll never find themselves in a situation of Yibam. That being said, we had on the bottom of Testament Aleph that Levi asked Rebbe a question, that why does our Mishnah only teach a case of 15 Arayas that fall to Yibam, that there are 15 Arayas that are able to fall to Yibam? L'chaira, there's a 16th case, there's a 16th Erva that's able to fall to Yibam, and that case is Imai. Now, even though Imai, we just said, is not able to fall to Yibam, because Reuven's not allowed to marry Eshes Aviv, he's not allowed to marry Rachel, who's Shimon's mother, because she's Eshes Aviv, she's Yaakov's wife. Still, said Levi to Rebbe, at least the way Rebbe understood Levi's question, is that you have a case of Imai, you have Imai Anusas Aviv. Let's say it wasn't that Yaakov married Rachel and had Shimon as a child, but Yaakov was Ma'anis Rachel and had Shimon as a child. So in such a case where Yaakov was Ma'anis Rachel, so now Reuven is allowed to marry Rachel. It's Anusas Aviv. Naisei Adam Anusas Aviv Mefutas Aviv. A person's allowed to marry someone whose father was Ma'anis. It's not his father's wife. It's his father's Anusa. So in such a case, Reuven's allowed to go ahead and marry Rachel. And if Reuven goes ahead and marries Rachel, and now Reuven dies without having any children, so Rachel, who's Shimon's mother, will fall to Yibam to him. And she's an Erva, she's Imai, so Avada shall be Pater. But L'chaira, the Mishnah should have said that case as well, that we have a case of Imai Anusas Aviv, that could have been a 16th Erva that our Mishnah leaves out. That was Levi's question to Rebbe. Now, the Gemara has three versions of exactly why Rebbe did not like Levi's question. In fact, Rebbe spoke very sharply to Levi. He called him a hollow head. He said he has no brain in his skull. And he spoke very sharply to Levi. He didn't like Levi's question. And the Gemara has three versions, three explanations as to why Rebbe did not like Levi's question. Why he felt that it would be ridiculous to have Imay Anusas Aviv listed in our Mishnah. So the first explanation for why Rebbe didn't like Levi's question, that we already learned about. The first teretz was because Beplugto Leikamairi, the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda, is that a person is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. So Reuven would be Aser to Rachel, even in the case of Anusa. It's not just if Yaakov is married to Rachel. Even if Yaakov was Ma'anis Rachel, the halacha is Reuven's not allowed to marry Rachel, the fi Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlaikas. In a chanami, the Rabbanon hold that Reuven's allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. They hold Naise Adam Anusas Aviv Umufutas Aviv. But Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik. Rabbi Yehuda says that a person is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. And being that Rabbi Yehuda argues on this halacha, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, so this case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not really passable, because Reuven's not allowed to marry Rachel, so therefore the Mishnah left it out, and that's why Rabbi didn't like the question, because he felt it was obvious that Beplugto like Kamairi, our Mishnah is not teaching cases that involve Machlaikis. We asked that it seems that the Mishnah does talk about cases of Machlaikis. We asked from the holding of Tzareis, we asked from Kedusha and Isra Mitzvah, and then in the end we asked from a Braisa that Reb Chiya taught. Reb Chiya taught a Braisa that says about all the cases of our Mishnah, so you could have that Asur Lezem Utaris Lezem, Asur Lezem Utaris Lezem, and you could have two sisters falling to Yibam, and even though normally when two sisters fall to Yibam, we say that a person's not allowed to do Yibam with either one of them, because either one of them, both of them, is called Achais Zikukasai. With regards to each one, she's Achais Zikukasai. So normally a person is, when two sisters fall to Yibam, a person will not be allowed to do Yibam, but when you have that one sister is usher to this brother and the other sister is usher to the other brother, so then both of them could do Yibam. That was the case. We had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah. They married sisters, and Rachel and Leah happened to also be the mother-in-laws of Levi and Yehuda. Rachel's Levi's mother-in-law, and Leah is Yehuda's mother-in-law. So when Reuven and Shimon die, and Rachel and Leah were two sisters, fall to Yibam, in this case, Levi and Yehuda are allowed to do Yibam, even though normally when two sisters fall to Yibam, so we say each one is Achai Zikukasai, and he can't do Yibam with either one of them. But in this case, that Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, so she doesn't fall to him. Only Leah does. So he could do Yibam with Leah. Leah's not Achai Zikukasai, because Rachel doesn't fall to him. Yet Rachel is Pater from Yibam. And who added Leah to Yehuda? Leah is Yehuda's mother-in-law. Memela Yehuda's allowed to do Yibam with Rachel. That was the Braisa that Reb Chiya taught. It was a Braisa that taught this klal about our Mishnah, and you could plug any erva mentioned in our Mishnah into this klal. It was a Shaila, the Amarayim, exactly, if it was Mamish going on all the cases of the Mishnah, but that was the Braisa that Reb Chiya taught, that you could plug in all the Arayas in our Mishnah into these two klalim, that you could have a sur lezeh, mutaris lezeh, and you could have two sisters falling to Yibam, and there's still going to be a heter to do Yibam. And the only way that worked out was if we spoke about a case of machlaikis, and again, the Gemara said that Rebbe doesn't hold of that braisa. Rebbe argues on the klal of Reb Chiya, the braisa that Reb Chiya taught, and Mamelo Rebbe sticks to his guns that our Mishnah is not talking about any cases of machlaikis, and so that's the first explanation as to why Rebbe didn't like Levi's question, that the Mishnah should have spoken about a case of Ima Anusas Aviv, because Rebbe held that Beplugto Leikamairi, our Mishnah is not speaking about cases of Machlaikis, and that's why it was ridiculous to suggest that Ima Anusas Aviv should have been in our Mishnah when it's totally in the Machlaikis. Says the Gemara, explanation number two. Why did Rebbe say to Levi that you're a hollow head, that you don't have a brain in your skull? Says the Gemara, Rav Ada Karchino Kamedur of Kahana Amar Mishmei de Rava. He said in the name of Rava, that lo'ilam islay l'Rebbe haniklali, really Rebbe does hold of the klal of Reb Chiya, and really our Mishnah is talking about cases of machlaikas. If our Mishnah is talking about cases of machlaikas, so why was Rebbe so against our Mishnah teaching the case of ima anusas aviv? V'hachi kamerle. So this is what Rebbe was telling Levi. This is why he didn't like Levi's question. Because he said like this, that ima anusas aviv, and really it's going to be precisely because of Rebbe held the Reb Chiya's klal, that's why he didn't like Levi's question. Before we said Rebbe doesn't hold the Reb Chiya's klal, now Rav is answering that really Rebbe held the Reb Chiya's klal, and we're going to see that it's gufa because he held the Reb Chiya's klal, that's why he held that Ima Anusas Aviv couldn't fit into our Mishnah. Because we have to read Rebbe's Reb Chiya's klal, the Braisa, into all the arayos mentioned in our Mishnah. If Ima Anusas Aviv would be in our Mishnah, you wouldn't be able to plug that into the klal. Because b'chado mishkachasla, you would find one of the parts of the klalim, of the two klalim, but b'tarti loika mishkachasla. But you wouldn't be able to fit both parts of the klal into the case of imay anusas aviv. What does that mean? It means like this. That, again, what was the klal? The klal was two sisters falling to yibam, and asur lezem utaris lezeh. So says the Gemara, why can't ima anusas aviv plug into that rule? Because I Yaakov shtei achayos anas, if Yaakov was ma'anis two sisters, he was ma'anis Rachel and Leah, who are both sisters, and from Rachel he had a child, Levi, and from Leah he had a child, Yehuda. Now elsewhere, Yaakov Stam has two children, Reuven and Shimon. So now Yaakov has four children. He has Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda being born from Rachel and Leah, who Yaakov was ma'anis them. So in such a case, where you then have that Reuven and Shimon marry Rachel and Leah, Reuven and Shimon marry Anusas Aviv, Reuven marries Rachel, and Shimon marries Leah, and Reuven and Shimon both die without having any children, so now you have two sisters falling to Yibam, Achaisa Shehi Yavimta Mishkachasla. It's true, you do have this half of the klal. You do have two sisters falling to Yibam. You have Rachel and Leah falling to Levi and Yehuda, but Ha'asur Lezem Utaris Lezeh Loi Mishkachasla. But you're not going to have in this case that each one is mutter to one brother and usher to the other brother. Because in this case, they're actually both usher to both Levi and Yehuda. Rachel and Leah will be usher to both Levi, and also both of them will be usher to Yehuda. Why will they be usher to both of them? Because they're either the one's mother. For example, Rachel is Levi's mother, and Leah, it will also be usher to Levi, even though Leah is not Levi's mother, but she's Levi's mother's sister. She's Achais Imai. So each one of them, Rachel and Leah, are either going to be Imai, or they're going to be Achais Imai. So in this type of setup, yeah, you'll have two sisters falling to Yibam, but anytime you have this setup that Yaakov was minus two sisters, so you're not going to have Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh, because they're going to be both Asur to both of the brothers. V'ish Tei Nachri Yais Anas, so the only way you'll have it, that you'll be able to fit in Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh, Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh, is if Yaakov was minus Rachel and Leah, and Rachel and Leah are not sisters. They're two strangers. M'shtei Nachri Yais Anas, he was minus two strangers, Rachel and Leah, who are not related to each other. So then, yeah, in a Chanami, when Reuven and Shimon marry them, and Reuven and Shimon die without having any children, so Rachel will be usher to Levi because she's his mother, and Leah will be mutter to Levi. Leah will be usher to Yehuda because she's his mother, but Rachel will be mutter to Yehuda. So yeah, you'll have Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh, Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh, but Achaisa Shiyavimta Loi Mishkachasla. But you're not going to have two sisters falling to Yibam, because in this case, Rachel and Leah are not sisters. So says Rava, it's gufa because Rebbe held of the klal that Reb Chiya taught, he held of that braisa, that about all the arayas in our Mishnah, you have to fit them into this klal, that it's possible to have two sisters falling to Yibam, and one of them will be usher to one brother because of whichever erva it is, and the other one will be usher to the other brother because of plug in whichever erva you're discussing. And because Rebbe held of that klal, he held that it was ridiculous to think that Imay Anusas Aviv could fit into our Mishnah. It can't fit into our Mishnah, because then that can't plug into this klal. It will never work with this klal. You can have them being two two sisters, you can have them being Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh, but you'll never have two sisters, and that it will be that Asur Lezeh Mutaris Lezeh. So that's the second version for why Rebbe completely didn't like Levi's suggestion that Imei Anusas Aviv should have been listed in our Mishnah. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says a third and final explanation that La'ilam Lesle L'Rabchia L'Rebbe Hani Klali, that La'ilam, like we originally said, that Rebbe doesn't hold of the Klal of Rabchia, but Ubaplukta Kamairi, but that which we said in the first Teretz, in the first explanation, that it was because Rebbe doesn't hold of the Klal, so he's able to say that our Mishnah is not discussing cases of Machlaikis, and that's why he didn't like the suggestion that that Imei Anusas Aviv should be in our Mishnah, because it's totally in the Machlaikis. That Rav Ashi says, no, nothing doing. Our Mishnah is able to talk about a case that's totally in the Machlaikis. Wait a second. So if our Mishnah is able to say a case that's totally in the Machlaikis, so then what was Rebbe's issue with Rav Chiya with Levi suggesting that Imei Anusas Aviv should have been in our Mishnah? So what if it's totally in the Machlaikis? Rebbe's fine with there being a case of Machlaikis in our Mishnah. So why didn't Rebbe like Levi's suggestion? Umay kemedum So why did Rebbe call Levi a hallowhead? So says the Gemara, Hachi ka'amar le. What Rebbe didn't like about Levi's suggestion was as follows, that he said to him like this. He said that what you're asking is ridiculous, because my time le'diyakta masnisen. Why aren't you learning properly? Why aren't you learning our Mishnah properly? The masnisen Rebbe Yehudahi. Our Mishnah is meduyuk, that it's going a libra. The Rebbe Yehuda, you can't suggest that the Mishnah should have spoken about a case of Imei Anusas Aviv when it doesn't work according to Rebbe Yehuda, because according to Rebbe Yehuda, Reuven is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, so you can never have Shimon's mother falling to him to Yibam, because Reuven was never allowed to marry her, and so you can't suggest that when if you're Rebbe Yehuda, that's Aser, and our Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda. So again, says the Gemara, that Hachika Amarle, that this is what Rebbe was telling Levi, that my time olo deyakta masnisen, why don't you learn properly? Why weren't you medayak our Mishnah, de masnisen Rebbe Yehuda, he da aser ba Anusas Aviv, that our Mishnah is going alibid de Rebbe Yehuda, who says that Anusas Aviv is aser, and Mamela this case can't happen, because Reuven's aser to marry Rachel, to marry Anusas Aviv. Where is it medayak that our Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda? De katani, because it says in the next Mishnah, in Yid Gimel Amidah, it says, and we mentioned this in the Hakdama, we said the Mishnah over there says that there are shesh arayos chamurais me'elu, there are six arayos that are more chamer than the 15 mentioned in the Mishnah on Beis and Aleph, and what makes them more chamer is mipnei shehein nesuais la'acherim, is because they could only be married to, they could only be married to others, meaning to a stranger, like Baruch, but they can never be married. These six arayos of Shimon, they would never be able to marry or get married to Reuven, and Mamela Tzarei Sehen Mutareis, ironically, because they're more chamer, so their Tzara will always be mutter, because they're never able to fall to Yibam. So their Tzara will always be a Tzara Shalai B'Makai Mitzvah, which doesn't have a patur, there's no such thing as Tzara's Erva when it's Shalai B'Makai Mitzvah. So these six Arayas, though, they can never be married to Reuven. And who are these six Arayas of Shimon that can never be married to Reuven? So it says over there, amongst the list of the six is Imai Ve'eshas Aviv, va'achis aviv, is a person's mother, is his father's wife, and va'achis aviv, his father's sister. We're going to focus on the first two. So it mentions Imai, it mentions Shimon's mother, and also va'eshas aviv is Yaakov's wife. Shimon's father, who's Yaakov, Yaakov's wife. Now, my Imai, what does it mean when the Mishnah says that one of the cases, one of the six, is Imai? Imai can never fall to Yibam. What's the case of Imai? Ilema nisuas aviv, if it's referring to Imai, Shimon's mother Rachel, who was married to Yaakov, so then Hainu Eishas Aviv, that's the next case of the six. The second case of the six that the Mishnah says is Eishas Aviv. It says Imai, Eishas Aviv, Achis Aviv. So Imai can't be referring to when Rachel was married to Yaakov, because then that's the second case, that's Eishas Aviv. Ela Lav Anusas Aviv. So what's the case of Imai? it has to be referring to Anusas Aviv. It has to be referring to a case where Yaakov was Ma'anis Rachel and had Shimon as a child. Not that he was married to Rachel, that would be Eishes Aviv. It has to be that Yaakov was Ma'anis Rachel and had Shimon as a child. And V'katani, and what does the Mishnah say? That Mipnei Shehein Nesua Yisla Acherim, that they could only be married to other people. La'acherim in, they could only be married to others. La'achin loy, but they can never marry Shimon's brother. They can never marry Reuven. Imai Anusas Aviv can never marry Reuven. Now wait a second, why can't Anusas Aviv marry Reuven? What's it have to do with Reuven? Man shamislei de islei hai svara. Who's the one who holds this svara that a person is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv? Rabbi Yehuda da aser by Anusas Aviv. It's Rabbi Yehuda who asers Anusas Aviv. So misham hachi leitani lei. So that's what Rabbi was saying to Levi, that you want to know why the Mishnah doesn't mention Imai Anusas Aviv? It's because it does. It does in the wrong context. It does in the next Mishnah. It mentions Imai Anusas Aviv as one of the cases that can't happen. You're asking that Imai Anusas Aviv is another case that should have been in our Mishnah as an erva that could fall to Yibum. Shimon's mother, when it's Anusas Aviv, she's an erva that could fall to Yibum. Says Rebbe back to Levi, what you're saying, you're not learning good, because in the next Mishnah it says that about Anusas Aviv that she cannot fall to Yibum. Clearly the Mishnah is going to Tanis Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that Anusas Aviv is Aser to Reuven. So how could you possibly suggest that the Mishnah should have spoken about the case of Imai Anusas Aviv and go like the Rabbanon? Our Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, being that our Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, Anusas Aviv can never marry Reuven, and Mamela, even Imai Anusas Aviv can never fall to Yibum. That's the third and final version of why Rabbi did not like Levi's question. Now, ask the Gemara, Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi. Ravina asked Ravashi, so what if the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? So what if we're going Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda? Just because we're going Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, it makes it that the case of Imai Anusas Aviv can never fall to Yibam? Yes, you could. We could have a case of Anusas Aviv falling to Yibam. This exact case, where Yaakov was Ma'anis Rachel and had Shimon as a child. And then Reuven went ahead and married Anusas Aviv. He went ahead and married Rachel, and Reuven died without children, and now Rachel falls to Yibum, to her son, to Shimon. So you can have a case of Imai Anusas Aviv. Ah, we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Reuven's not allowed to marry her. Okay, so what? Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi, Le Rav Yehuda Nami Mishkachas La Di Avar Vinasif. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lemaisa, you could have a case of Imai Anusas Aviv who falls to Yibum, because it's true that Reuven's not allowed to marry her, but she's not an erva to Reuven. She's not a chi of kares to Reuven. The kedushin would be chal. It's true, he did a bad thing. It's a leisase. He did something wrong for marrying her. But the marriage, the kedushin is chal. And being that the kedushin is chal, Reuven is a halachically married to her. If Reuven then dies without having any children, so boom, you have a case of Anusas Aviv, of Imai, when she's Anusas Aviv, falling to Yibam. It is possible for Shimon's mother to fall to Yibam to him. It's true, it involves an Isser. But Lemaisa, if it happens, if Reuven does it, so you can have that case. And therefore Levi was right for asking that the Mishnah should have spoken about it, the Erva of Imai, Imai Anusas Aviv. It is possible for her to fall to Yibam if Reuven doesn't have Erva, if Reuven marries her anyways. So says the Gemara, but that wouldn't suffice, because D.E. like Atani. Rebbe would just tell you back that that's not a reason to say it in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah doesn't want to talk about cases where Reuven did the wrong thing for marrying his wife. Our Mishnah is speaking about cases where Reuven was okay, he was allowed to marry the wife that he married. Okay, so, fine. So I'm really Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, but still, Beloi di'i nami mishkachasla. Even if we go without Isurim, let's say we could have a case of Anusas Aviv, Imai Anusas Aviv falling to Yibam, to her son, to Shimon, and it doesn't involve Reuven doing any Isurim. What's the case? Like this. Yaakov anas kalasai v'haylid mimena ben. Yaakov was ma'anis his daughter-in-law and had Shimon as the child. So what's the case? Yeah, like this. Reuven was married to Rachel. Rachel was Reuven's wife, Yaakov's daughter-in-law. So she was already married to Reuven beheter. Reuven was allowed to be married to Rachel. Rachel had no sheiches to Yaakov, other than the fact that now she becomes his daughter-in-law. Then Yaakov went ahead and he was ma'anis Rachel. He was ma'anis his daughter-in-law. He was ma'anis Reuven's wife. And through that relationship, they had a son, Shimon. So now Reuven and Shimon are brothers because they share the same father. Yaakov is Reuven's father, and Yaakov's also now Shimon's father. So again, you have Reuven's married to Rachel, and that was mutter. Yaakov went ahead and he was ma'anis Rachel and had Shimon as a son. Reuven then dies without having any children, so Rachel falls to Yibum to Shimon. So that's the case where Shimon's mother falls to Yibum to him. Imay anus asaviv, and it doesn't involve Reuven doing any isur. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Imay Anus HaSaviv should have been in our Mishnah. So what if Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person's not allowed to marry Anus HaSaviv? We could have a case of Imay Anus HaSaviv where Reuven didn't do any Isurim and she still falls to Yibum. So again, reading it inside now, we could have a case of Yaakov Anas Kalasai. Yaakov was Ma'anis' daughter-in-law. He was Ma'anis Rachel, who was married to Reuven. V'haylin Mimena Ben, and they have a child together. They have Shimon as a child. Umeis Reuven, and then Reuven, who's Rachel's husband, who was married to Rachel, Reuven then dies b'loy bana without having any children. V'naflu la kamei bira, and Rachel now falls to Yibum to her son to Shimon. Umigudi asira tsarasanami asira, and then the Mishnah should have taught that now that she's asir to do Yibum, so also if Reuven had another wife, Shprinsa, so Shprinsa would also be putter from Yibum. So why didn't our Mishnah speak about the case of Ime Anus HaSaviv? So what if we're going like Rabbi Yehuda in the town of our Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda, even if you're Rabbi Yehuda, we have a case of Ime Anus HaSaviv falling to Yibum. Okay, fine, you don't want to speak about a case where Reuven did a not nice thing, where he did an Isser, but we have a case where Reuven didn't do any Isurim, and Yaakov did the wrong thing. Yaakov Meir was Ma'anis' daughter-in-law. So Amar Lei, sir of Kana, said back, but even still, Bachvasa de Hetera Kamairi, Bachvasa de Isur Le Kamairi. It's true in this case, Reuven didn't do anything wrong, but Yaakov did. We don't want to teach a case in our Mishnah where the brotherhood of Reuven and Shimon was created b'isser. And in this case, Reuven and Shimon's brotherhood was created b'isser. All the 15 arayos of our Mishnah, each one of them, who's an erva to Shimon, Reuven was perfectly allowed to marry that erva of Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon's brotherhood was created beheter. Those are all the cases of our Mishnah Beis Amin Aleph. It's true you could have a tzir of Ima Anus HaSaviv falling to Yibum, and it doesn't involve Reuven doing anything wrong, but it's always going to have someone doing something wrong. Either Reuven did something wrong, or Reuven and Shimon's brotherhood was created beheter because Yaakov was Ma'anis' daughter-in-law. Whatever the case is, it involves someone doing something wrong, and that's why our Mishnah didn't teach it. So again, we had Levi ask the Kasha that L'chaira, Imai is able to fall to Yibam. Why didn't our Mishnah mention the Erev of Imai? Our Mishnah mentions 15 Arayas of Shimon that are able to fall them to Yibam, and the Halacha is that they're Pater. L'chaira, there's a 16th, Imai Anus HaSaviv. So the Gemara said three different versions as to why Rebbe did not appreciate Levi's question. Version number one is that Rebbe didn't appreciate the question because it involves a Machlaikas. Anus HaSaviv is only, Reuven was only able to marry Anus HaSaviv if you go like the Rabbanon, but according to Rabbi Yehuda it's Aser. But Plugtoloi Kamairi. Teretz number two, version number two, is that Rebbe held of the Klal of Reb Chiya, of the Braisa that Reb Chiya taught, that it has to be about all the Arayas listed in our Mishnah, that you could say, you could have a case of two sisters falling to Yibam, to Levi and Yehuda, one being Aser to this one and Mutta to the other, and the other being Aser to the other and Mutta to this one, and a male, they're allowed to do Yibam. By Ima Anus HaSaviv, you would never be able to fit that into this klal. And then the third version, the version we just had from Rav Ashi, is that really, is that the time of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't suggest that the Mishnah should have spoken about a case of Ime Anus HaSaviv when Rabbi Yehuda, the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's Aser. And don't say that we're talking about a case where someone did an Iser, because the Eloi Katani, our Mishnah is not talking about a case where a person did an Iser.